Queen of Angels Parish was growing rapidly, extremely rapidly, probably faster than any other church in the four counties that represent the Archdiocese of Newark. I grew up in Hudson County, and I think I only met about two African Americans in my life. Hayes Homes, I'd walk up the stairs, or if I could get an elevator, I'd take that to the top floor and then walk down. And I got to know people that way. It was a quick introduction for someone that was new to Newark. At the rectory, we would meet for dinner every day. And at that time, we'd discuss what we saw during the day. We had four priests, and all of us agreed that something was going to happen very soon, that anger was building up. And mostly it was around housing. The mothers particularly felt that they did not have places to raise their families. Public housing was not suitable for that. Public housing probably never considered what the people wanted. They never asked them. And it was obvious what they wanted, and it was obvious what they were given didn't meet it. And as long as the mothers weren't happy, then the families weren't going to be happy. And if they weren't, we had potential problems. And it was extreme poverty. I mean, welfare was the biggest part of our economy. Definitely you could see it coming, the tension building up. The community couldn't get food, particularly the elderly were afraid to come out of their apartments. So that's what we did at Queen of Angels, is really try to bring food to people. We used to buy trailer trucks of different foods and bring them in and then distribute them. That's what I did every single day, actually. And so there was usually firing going on, gunshots, but it didn't matter. Nobody touched me. All those wood frame buildings like along Springfield Avenue were gone. They were burned. Except there was one furniture store, I don't remember the name of it, that was very fair to the people. And nobody touched that. And that's similar story to the parish. We right backed our school backed onto West Kinney Junior High. West Kinney Junior High was ravaged. Nobody touched Queen of Angels at all. So riots tend to be selective. We don't like to admit that, but we can tell a lot from riots by where the damage is done and where it's not done. Yeah, we had a group of men that used to get together to talk about the condition of Newark and what had to be done. And then the summer disorders came in, everybody got together and said, well, we better do something. And I went to some of them and just asked them, would they be on a board to plan for the recovery of Newark? Joe Cheneyfield, who became probably my best friend, Bob Kerwin, who was head of CORE, he said yes. Ken Gibson, who became our mayor, said yes. So then we had what we called an advisory board, which were people who lived in that area and wanted housing. We picked Central Ward because it was picked as the worst part of our city. And Newark had a very bad reputation nationally. It had been picked by a national magazine as the worst city in the nation. So we decided to go right to the heart of the problem and try to do something about it. That was the beginning of New Community. We planned to do our first project, which was New Community Homes, and it was 120 units of housing. And the people came up with the design. And then we had a lot of problems because the administration in Trenton at the time had changed, and the new groups didn't thought it was too nice for poor people. So we had built a big base of support in the suburbs, which we called the New Community Foundation. And so that gave us some prominent people and real force behind what we wanted. That's how we got it. We didn't get it because we were Newark citizens. We got it because we were citizens of Short Hills, as it were. So it was all the suburban areas which were Republican where they began to get this support for us to get what we felt needed to be done. Those summer disorders which helped us greatly and achieve what we needed to have done. I'm not sure it would have ever happened if there weren't summer disorders. I think people have to recognize that.
da 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 da